All right. Great. So excited to be here and to just explain exactly who we are and then introduce what we think will work and be most effective for your company. So to start off, just ideas ignite. We are a growth agency helping companies just tell powerful stories and combining that with some amazing content that attracts, engages, and converts customers, period. At Ideas, we know that your business is unique, which is why we have customized your engagement to overcome your challenges. We do the research, we figure out what works for you guys, we improve your current marketing efforts, and provide a clear plan to meet your goals. Content today is everywhere. Blogs, videos, ebooks, white papers, tweets, posts, shares, infographics, podcasts. I can keep going. It's not hard to find content. It's hard to find good content. Deep content. Content that cuts through the noise, drives website traffic, and fills your pipeline with leads. We help companies create and execute content marketing. And those different strategies to help attract, engage, and convert new customers. We've done a lot of, you know, those type of things. We do, you know, social media management. We do website development. But what we think will be a real impact is by implementing a full funnel marketing within your company. So I'm very passionate about the mixing of sales and marketing, those two different groups, because I think that the most effective thing for any company is mixing those together. So with most marketers, they're always obsessing about the bottom of a sales funnel. And obviously, this is where the ROI and the metrics come in, where people can see close rate and conversion rate and lead numbers and stuff like that. So they're beating up quite a bit to produce metrics from the bottom of the funnel. But if you ignore the top and the middle, I think, and I know, but I think you'll start to realize that it becomes a task to try to produce any type of real result there at the bottom. So we're going to focus on all three and some strategies to do that, and then some examples. And I promise you this is going to be not in depth, but I want to run through it because I feel like without, if I were to just be like, yeah, there's a middle, there's a, the top, middle, bottom, I feel like if I didn't run through at least some examples. Now, there's all kinds of them. Examples, I'm going to use a couple. Real quick, let's just start with the top. At the top, we like to use these type of channels, blogging with social promotions, thought leadership, digital PR, items like that. So for instance, blogging, a lot of tips we give to our clients is everyone should be blogging. And that could be here, you know, some people believe that, some people don't, but Google likes to see multiple authorships in blogs, but also people, real customers, they like to see different voices and hear from different aspects of the company. So it's always good to have that. And then you got your social sharing. So you get your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, that are building awareness of the blog and promoting it out to your target audience. You can do this by creating custom demographics or creating customer audiences in Twitter and Facebook. They allow you to do that, and you do that through email addresses that you either accumulated or purchased. We'll get a little bit in depth later about how we would obtain those emails, but that's just your example of social media, and then social sharing, and then you got retargeting and remarketing. Now we will get into retargeting and remarketing down in this presentation, but I have to ensure that remarketing and retargeting has to be set up in your side. And the reason we believe because you're getting top of the funnel traffic here, and yes, they are your target audience if you're doing, you know, this correctly. But if you just touch them once with a blog post, let's say, they're going to be gone. They're going to leave your site and never remember who you are. So the trick is to inject that remarketing, retargeting cookie on their browser to get some kind of information. If you can get a call to action for them to subscribe to the blog, get an email out of that, you can do even cooler things when you actually have an email address for them. But like I said, remarketing and retargeting are essential. We're going to move to the middle of the funnel, and I hope I'm not moving too fast or too slow. I don't want to lose nobody. But so the middle of it is like where your ebooks, your handbooks, your guides, your workbooks, 30-day success guides, these type of things. We can make them super engaging, that is super specific to your niche or your industry. Everybody today likes white papers. Everybody loves them. In-depth analysis on the industry. You got another example, audits. These are our landing pages that ask people questions, and you can give them a rating. We're giving people value for free, sometimes in exchange for an email address. And these are, I feel like your sales and your marketing departments should share this middle ground. And then for the bottom of the funnel strategy, and back to the retargeting and remarketing, retargeting, ways we make this easy is by implementing just like a CRM software into your existing sales team, marketing and sales team. Now, the reason you're doing that is because customers came to your site for a reason. You want to keep your message in front of them at all times. There is this effect where you subconsciously you don't recognize things until you see it seven times. You know the rule, that can change by who you talk to, but there is that effect where all of a sudden you'll start seeing this brand all over the place. I gotta give this example. I have to do it. So I remember growing up, and I remember getting my first car, and I remember my father worked for Royal Oaks for 10 years selling cars, and I remember he bought me an Oldsmobile Alero. You know, it was a kind of a girly car at the time, but I thought it was awesome. And I seen that car everywhere. I never noticed the car until I had it, and it's kind of runs along with that example. I feel like if we can put you guys in front of somebody enough, when they're at Sunday dinner on a Sunday lunch or whatever, and friends and family, and someone brings up the idea of buying a vehicle or buying anything, your walking billboard, your raving fan is going to slide in there and, I mean, basically input that your company offers what you offer them. So, you know, there's a blend that is happening. We don't know at which point sales and marketing really separate nowadays. So we want our fully integrated marketing funnel that we've just kind of went through to have a sales team that is equipped and ready with a great nurture funnel. Using a CRM software, we can save them time and effort, the sales team is who I'm talking about, so that when they get to the point where a client says, contact me in 6 months, or they say, I'm just not interested right now. I think everyone in that situation should have a form on hand in your CRM to be filled out. Then they will categorize that, it immediately going to a marketing automation, which would respond with a campaign to keep moving these people down. If they say not right now, or they can't afford it, then wait until 4 months down the road and send that first email. And if it's just not the right time, then send that email next quarter. And you know, just the ability to be able to do that is awesome. And it's all saved, and everything's there versus you had a pen and pad and you've been doing this from your desk or through your email. We want to give all the content that the marketing team uses and give it to the sales team. This is going into my passion for the sales and marketing. The case studies, those white pages, ebooks, the slide decks, infographics, we want to give all that. And the reason is because they're going to share it with the people they're talking to. But they also can share it on social media. Social selling is becoming huge. And if these guys and gals on your team, sales team, have these material, infographics, slide decks, and these different type of engaging types of material, they can share it on the LinkedIn and Twitter pages. They're going to seem way more interesting, and it's going to go all the way back to when we're talking about reapplying to the top of the funnel. It basically helps us build the sales team into thought leadership, which kind of goes into a really neat value you get through all this. It's part of working with the sales team. I pass in the making the sales team members into basically a thought leader or into a leader. So the scenario was intended to paint a picture. You should be able to see the structure being built just within your organization, but the ability to track where our time is being spent, to be able to then realign it to where it needs to be spent, is awesome. But what is even more exciting is knowing that basically by implementing this process, we are on accident, developing a very effective sales team. And that's what real true leadership is about, is when you make people great by being great leaders. And you know, that kind of gives you a gist of what we're kind of offering. I do want to end this little thing with, you know, so then why are you different? Sounds so great. So why is other people not doing it? You know, unlike most marketing or creative agencies, we generally care about the numbers. We're not just here to spend your money. We're here to produce results, and you'll be here or with us every step of the way. We track the ROI and on your marketing spend. And I know that question, like, so how can you prove this idea that your company has or tactic, and can you say it's going to work and I'm going to get ROI? And, I always answer plain and simple. The owner, the founder of Ideas Ignite, is a CPA at heart and has been doing this most of his career. I'm having a master's in business administration, Penn State, master's in accounting, Auburn, bachelor's in business administration, Murray State. That helping us with, you know, when it comes down to numbers, they don't lie. And we want to be able to not only provide value, but really make you feel comfortable with what we're doing. So we're very open with that. And I never knew how well that would work with our company until, you know, I started to really see, because, you know, I created this passion through working for Finish Line Car Wash and Detail for 16 years. I was always taught that if we're going to do something, we're going to do it right. I was always taught how to build a customer base and how to consistently provide value. And, you know, going into this, it's refreshing to know that, you know, we're not going to show up and say we're going to do something and not do it. But better yet, we're going to just give you step by step. You know, if you've seen our package, we do most things in 90-day sprints. And the reason is because if it doesn't work, we're not wanting to find out at the end of the year that, oh, well, didn't plan or didn't work out the way we planned it. No, we're going to identify every step and really dig deep and try to figure out where people are interacting the most, and you know, be able to really come in and affect the whole team and the morale, hopefully the culture. Hey, we appreciate just everything, just this opportunity to sit in front of you guys and just speak and let you know what we offer. I need feedback, let me know.